Let's talk some TFC. Joshua Cloak joins us now, soccer reporter at The Athletic, to talk about TFC's wildly entertaining game against the Galaxy. Joshua, thanks very much for being with us. It was entertaining. It was quite a spectacle, a great comeback, but TFC scores two late goals to win 5-3. But end of the day, Joshua, TFC just has to get W's. It doesn't matter how they get them anymore.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it wasn't pretty. I mean, well, you could argue that first half was some of the best football that they've played all summer. And, you know, you watch them through that first half and you think this is as close as they're probably going to get to a full lineup. They're still battling injuries, but they looked incredible. And you probably think, you know, they probably have to win out or maybe draw one to get in. And they looked like a team that was capable of doing that, you know, and then they start the second half. And throughout the week, a number of TFC players have complained that you know, the team has been suffering from kind of a poor mentality, and that's kind of a nebulous concept. But it was on display. You allow three Galaxy goals within 15 minutes, and it all just kind of falls to pieces. If you're a neutral, it was certainly entertaining. But if you're TFC, you take the 5-3 win, but you still have to ask a lot of questions of, why do they have such trouble coming into the second half, you know, looking as slow and lethargic and just leaving large pockets of space open, you know, in their defending half like they did? Because it was far too easy for the Galaxy to come back and score three, right, when you've built a pretty incredible three-goal lead.
Well, Joshua, that's a great question. Another great question is, at times this year, TFC has been in similar situations where they have started sluggishly and have come back and fallen short because of late comebacks. It just seems to be an ongoing thing. It's a tale of two halves in many of their games this year. So I ask you, as you mentioned, it's a tough question. It's tough to figure out. Have you got any suggestions, solutions as to why this team has been so, and I mean, wildly inconsistent?
Greg Vanney said after the game last night, he was asked a question very similar to that, and he just said that the team right now is a product of their season. And what that means is, you know, it took so long for them to get into a groove at home. I mean, we've spoken at length before about, you know, their Champions League run and how that kind of threw off their MLS form. And then when you go through the just wrath of injuries that they've gone through, it's been, I think, only twice, maybe three times all year. Only twice all year have they fielded the same starting 11 two games in a row. And I mean, we're at 28 games now. That's incredible that a team that had a very solid starting 11 last year has just, you're kind of throwing darts at the wall when you look at TFC's lineup and when you're predicting their lineup going into games. So when that happens, it has an adverse effect on players. They, you know, enter games unsure of where they are with the team, and they enter games unsure, and they enter halves unsure of when they're going to play. And the reason things worked so well last year is their starting 11 was pretty set, and who they were going to bring off the bench and at what times, all that was, you know, it was kind of like clockwork. And this season, it hasn't been like that at all. So again, yeah, Greg Vanney kind of said that after the game. The way they play is just a product of their season. The mentality is a product of their season. I mean, they had two full weeks off to prepare for this Galaxy team, and they prepared for it with Drew Moore at center back. And then 2 days before the game, Drew Moore has a hamstring strain. So it's one thing after another. Greg Vanney was asked as well, you know, are you pleased or kind of shocked with your performance? And he said, nothing shocks me anymore this season. So that's kind of where they're at. I think they've fought so hard to find any sense of consistency. And I think players just enter games on edge, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. It's still kind of perplexing the way things have gone this year, though. Joshua Cloak is with us, soccer reporter at The Athletic. I'm Roger Lajoie. Sportsnet tonight on the Sportsnet Radio Network. TFC gets a dramatic 5-3 win over the Galaxy, and they need it. Still 9 points back of a playoff spot with 6 games to play. Joshua, despite all of this, the inconsistency, the way the team has performed, the back and forth nature we've discussed, if they do find a way to get in, and it will be tough because it's not just Montreal they're chasing, they got to catch DC United in New England too. So basically now with 6 games to play, minimum 4 victories is going to be needed, and maybe even a little help. But that said, If they do manage to do that, does this team still rank as, oh, the team nobody wants to play in the first round of the playoffs?
Without a doubt. I think if you get to a, if you get to a spot where TFC sneak into the playoffs, and this is coincided with Auro and Chris Mavinga coming back, and they're slowly returning, and if, and this is about as giant an if as ever existed, in TFC history, if they stay healthy, I think every single Eastern Conference team has to fear TFC because they know what to do in the playoffs. I mean, you look back at the way they played last year, that Columbus series was ugly soccer. And they fully admitted that. They said, we have to do what we have to adapt to a game and we have to do what's necessary to, defeat our opponents. And they played a little more wide open in the Red Bull series last year, and then Columbus, it wasn't pleasant on the eyes, but they got it done. So this is a team that's been there. They've been at the top of the mountain, and they know what it takes to win in the playoffs. The playoffs are a completely different beast. I think if you're any single Eastern Conference team, and that means, the high-powered offense of Atlanta, the full, court press of Red Bulls, these teams have every reason to fear TFC because we saw it in the first half. When they're clicking, when the ball is moving quickly, and when their attacking trio are linking, I'm talking about Giovinco, Vasquez, and Altidore, when that ball is moving quickly, there is absolutely no team that can hold a candle to TFC. But again, it's a big if you can get all of your starting 11 healthy and on the same page. We've seen glimpses of it, but you get it. These are two-game playoff series where away goals matter. So, yeah, if I'm any other manager, I'm really hoping TFC don't get into the playoffs because their attack and the way that they move the ball is as potent as any other team in the league.
No doubt about that, and they proved that the last 2 years without question. So what's the deal with Abramovich and Bradley, that trash-talking, and that goal, by the way, that tied the game? Oh, my goodness, Joshua, we're going to be talking about that one forever.
Yeah, we should be talking about it forever. It's, in my recollection, the best goal ever scored at BMO Field. There is literally no other player in the world that can score that goal, and that's 35-year-old Zlatan. That's not a, an up-and-coming wonder. That's a 35-year-old man. And myself at 34 years old, I almost fell over just watching the goal. So, I mean, it was pretty incredible to see. And then, afterwards, there was a pretty harsh foul on Lucas Hansen and Michael Bradley took exception, and Zlatan came in, and it was theater at its finest, and it was exactly what MLS needs. I mean, MLS teams bring over these stars so they can sell the game, they can sell the league, they can, they're trying to sell that drama. And, Michael Bradley didn't want to talk about it after the game. Zlatan wanted to talk about it. I mean, he's an incredible quote, and he, for those that haven't heard, he called Michael Bradley the philosopher of football, which is just creative. I don't know. You don't have to agree or disagree with it. I mean, to score a goal like that and then to have the way that, the way with words that Zlatan has, again, that's great for MLS. This is a league that is still, quite far back in terms of relevancy in a lot of major markets, Toronto included. So when the Zlatan show comes to town, you get the goal, you get the back and forth with Bradley, who, it should be noted, did not back down in the face of Zlatan, who, who's a pretty imposing guy, and he's been known to scare off, lesser men on the pitch this year and in years past. But Michael Bradley didn't want to talk much about it after the game. He wanted to talk about the 3 points, and that's exactly what TFC need right now. But I could go for more of that theater every single match. I mean, this is the reason that we tune in to, international tournaments every 2 years or every year. And this is the reason that soccer is the global game, because, teams around the world have figured out how to sell their characters and sell their stars. And, MLS is still trying very hard to do that. And last night was an incredible advertisement for, the game and the league itself.
Totally agree. Zlatan's goal, too, was really remarkable, and I'm sure most people have seen it, but if you haven't, never mind at BMO Field, it's one of the best goals I've ever seen anywhere, anytime. It was spectacular. TFC gets a win 5-3. Okay, so Wednesday, they got another CONCACAF game, and here's the rub, though. With the six games left in the, you know, MLS schedule, I mentioned they got to win at least four. It looks at it. What kind of lineup is TFC going to roll out there Wednesday?
Yeah, I'm expecting I would call it 50-50, which I know is a bit strange. I think, first of all, you're probably going to see Clint Irwin between the sticks. And I suspect what you'll basically see is players that feel ready to go, they'll go. I don't think you'll see Victor Vasquez. I do suspect you'll see Jozy Altidore because, I mean, he's still working his way back. He had an injury that kept him out for a lot of games this season. But I also think you'll see, maybe some TFC 2 players and some players that are often on the bench. So I would expect to see probably half of their, starting 11 from last night, and, half of that being, the other half being players from the bench. Maybe this is a great opportunity to showcase some of TFC's younger players that they hope will be, part of their lineup for years to come, the Ryan Telfers, the Liam Frasers of the world, players that have a ton of talent but just haven't had the chance to crack into that first team. It's a really interesting game because I think, at the end of the day, it is a good idea having, League MX and MLS champions play each other because these are two leagues that, there's a lot of debate which one, features the most talent and which one kind of is the stronger league. So I like that in terms of building rivalries, but the first time you do it, it's going to be a bit awkward. And the timing really, really hurts TFC. They talk about the fact that they have another chance to win a trophy, but I would almost guarantee that this is a game they would have rather have had played, sometime maybe in the summer. Yes, you risk not having all your stars because of the World Cup, but this is one that's going to take some finagling from Greg Vanney to field a lineup that, will be competitive against Tigres, but also isn't putting any players that he needs for this stretch run at risk. So I wouldn't expect to see Victor Vasquez in. I probably wouldn't expect to see Javinko in either. But that said, I know Altidore is working his way back and he's eager to get minutes. So, I would expect him to line up.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. Finally, Joshua, I refer to the rest of the schedule. New York Red Bulls in New York is the next MLS game. Six left, three at home, three on the road, including games against DC United and New England, which are game teams they are still catching, and Montreal. So three matches of their last six against teams that they are still, catching. And that's what you want. If you're the team behind, you'll take that game, hope to get the W and hold the other team to zero, of course, and tighten those standings more. Just thoughts on what they're going to need to do. I mentioned four wins, maybe five, but you do the basic math. 9 points with six to play and a 3-point lead doesn't sound that much of a gap, but it really is, isn't it?
It is a gap. And like you said, there's teams, it's not just that, if they were in seventh and they were chasing sixth, that would be one thing. I mean, they have to feel good about the teams that they do play against because these are teams that, they have had success against in the past. This season we're talking about Montreal and we're talking about DC. Red Bulls is the tough one. Red Bulls away, if you can get out of there with a point, and I think back to a few weeks ago how they went down to Atlanta and got out of there with a point, that's the kind of game, again, we're talking about closing the doors, too. We're talking about maybe allowing one goal or less because they're on pace to allow more goals this season than ever in history. And you know as well as anyone else, they've had some really leaky back lines in the past. So they've really just got to shut it down, play a very structured game, and maybe hope to get out of there even just 0-0. That's another way that you can build that confidence and build that consistency because after that, I'm of the opinion that you need to win five. Like, you absolutely need to win five and maybe get a draw against the Red Bulls. Otherwise, it's going to be very, very tough to get in when you look at how many points Montreal is expected to get. So, yeah, the key against Red Bulls will just be playing very structured, sound defensive football, being very organized in the back and just trying to get out of there, allowing just as few goals as possible. I think that's something that the team really needs. I've had numerous members of the team tell me that over the last few days, that they need to stop allowing goals. Last night didn't really help, but doing that against Red Bulls would be a big step to, you know, in this final playoff push.
Lots of work still to do for TFC, but they did get the win they needed, a wildly entertaining 5-3 win over the LA Galaxy. Joshua Cloak, soccer reporter for The Athletic, joining us to chat about it tonight. Joshua, always great to have you on the show. Thanks so much.
Anytime, Raj.